Voters in Lebanon go to the polls this weekend. Sunday's vote happens in the north. It's the final round of the country's four-stage parliamentary election. This is the first Lebanese election in 3 decades to be held without Syrian troops in the country. So far, as expected, anti-Syrian candidate Saad Hariri, who's the son of the assassinated former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, has garnered a lot of votes. He's a Sunni Muslim, and he's vying to become Prime Minister. The success of a former general, on the other hand, is a surprise. Michel Aoun has emerged as a key leader of Lebanon's large Christian community, and there's talk that he could become the president. NPR's Eric Weiner has this profile.
Supporters of Michel Aoun, or the General as he's widely known, compare him to Charles de Gaulle, a true patriot who returns from exile to save the nation. Critics liken him to Napoleon, an imperious egomaniac who will stop at nothing to gain power. Marwan Crady, a professor at American University, says neither label quite fits.
Perhaps the best way to describe him would be a maverick, somebody who is a straight shooter, somebody who's not willing to abide by political convention, who sometimes is willing to create his own rules and play by them.
Crady was speaking just a few yards from what used to be the Green Line, the no man's land that separated warring factions in Beirut. Today, the Green Line is home to a Virgin megastore, a sure sign that Lebanon's long and bloody civil war is indeed over. General Aoun was head of the Lebanese army during the war and at the tail end in 1989 fought and lost what he calls a war of liberation against Syrian troops. He would spend the next 15 years exiled in France, only returning to Lebanon last month. You might think this long absence would hurt him in these current elections, but political analyst Paul Salem says the opposite is true.
Being outside, he was able not to deal with the Syrians and to remain clean in that sense. Whereas if you wanted to be a politician in Lebanon while the Syrians were here, you had to deal with the Syrians, whether you liked it or not, if you wanted to be anything, anywhere.
Since his return to Lebanon, General Aoun has formed some unusual alliances, even with pro-Syrian parties. That seems odd for a man who fought the Syrians on the battlefield and later in the diplomatic corridors. But this morning, wearing his trademark orange shirt and sounding very much like a former general, Michel Aoun defended his deal-making.
I'm open to any negotiation. I am always positive. I know after each war, there is peace, and peace must be negotiated.
He says Syria is now part of Lebanon's past, but not everyone here is so sure. Bashir, he did not want to give his last name, is a taxi driver from Beirut.
Yeah, they're still everywhere, and there's a lot of Syrian people and a lot of intelligent parties, you know.
Bashir is worried about this lingering Syrian presence, but he's more worried, he says, about corruption, which is endemic in Lebanon.
This is the biggest problem in Lebanon. All people almost in the government, they are corrupt, you know. You pay taxes for nothing. You don't get anything from government. Nothing at all.
General Aoun has a reputation as a clean politician, but then again, he's been out of the country for the past 15 years. Lebanese politics is riddled not only with corruption, but also sectarianism. Bloodlines, not policy platforms, determine who votes for whom. Michel Aoun wants to change that, and he has managed a bit to cross the most insurmountable of barriers here, the Muslim-Christian divide. But many Lebanese, like Jamil Maroué, editor of Beirut's Daily Star newspaper, are not yet ready to enlist with the general.
Michel Aoun has potentially all the ingredients to be a good man. I will, as the citizens of Lebanon, reserve my final judgment when I see it in action. I don't care about intentions.
And, of course, anything can happen. Lebanese politics is notoriously complex and unpredictable. As one Western diplomat here put it, if you think you understand Lebanese politics, it obviously hasn't been explained to you properly. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Beirut.